So let's turn from the school dreams of Afghan kids to hear about an adult whose own wish to return to the classroom recently became a reality. One of South Africa's best-loved musicians, Sipho Hotstix Mabuse's career may have given the world hits like Burnout in the 1980s. But his musical success came at the expense of his education. At 16, Mabuse quit school to launch his career as a drummer. Now, 45 years later, he's passed his matric, the South African equivalent of a high school diploma, and he joins me from Johannesburg. Welcome to the program, and congratulations are in order.
Thank you very much, and hello to everyone and to all your listeners as well.
This is an incredible story of persevering. What does it mean to get your high school diploma?
I keep telling people that nothing really compares. Nothing compares with everything that I've done as a musician.
Really? And, I mean, crowds of adoring fans, and it doesn't compare?
Nothing compares with that. You know, it's mine and it belongs to me and it's mine forever.
So is that why you wanted to go back? Because you wanted something that was going to be yours forever?
Not really. All my life as a musician, I had felt incomplete. I had felt that I had not done what I had set out to do in life because I've always been an academic in my heart. And I've always loved reading and so on. But I just felt that if I didn't complete this, then I'd still feel that I have not achieved what I'd set out to do. And eventually I made a decision last year that it's now or never. And I went back to school, I enrolled, and surprisingly, I managed to immerse myself into the study mode.
I'd like to talk about how difficult it must have been. I mean, it was 4 decades after you quit. Was it hard to go back into the environment and the schedule and to see that your peers are a lot younger than you? Some of them could be your children, grandchildren maybe.
I wouldn't say it was hard. Yes, there were challenges, though. I mean, because I came into an environment which was completely different to when I was still at school. And the kind of relationships that the students today have with their teachers, completely different to what we have. I mean, at some stage, I would be exposed to students coming into classrooms with the mobile phones and right in the middle of a lesson, someone
picks
up. They send
a text message.
You know, a text, not even a text message. They speak on the phone. So I was taken aback. And in my days, you wouldn't even dare. You'd be so silent and concentrating on the books. But it was so easy for someone to stand up in the middle of a lesson and speak to someone outside. And that's when I really, really took umbrage with everybody. I said, well, let's cut through all this. And we have to understand that all of us want to pass. And certainly for me, maybe you guys, you know, you're in class, you know what to do, but I don't know what to do. So I'm here to learn and that's how it's going to be.
So, Sipho,
I spoke sternly to them as a parent, but also as a colleague.
Sipho, I was going to ask how the students reacted to you because of your age and your celebrity status, but I'm kind of hearing that you were a bit of a leader, a role model, with a tad bit of disciplinarian.
Well, I tried to be a student, but I tried to be a leader at the same time because I realized that I know what I want in class, and I'm sure all of us wanted the same thing, but someone had to give direction as to whether we're going to set up an environment which is conducive for us to study. So I just took the leadership and I said, well, this is how it's going to be. And fortunately, I guess for who I was, it was easier for people to respond positively.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Viviane Hurtado. We're speaking to South African musician Sipho Hotstix Mabuse about his experiences going back to school at the age of 60. So you launched your musical career at 16, the age of many of your current classmates. Why did you leave before you finished high school? What happened?
I don't even know what had happened. You know, even the musical career was just something that you were detected to by fate. The headmaster at school had asked a few students to volunteer performances because we needed to raise funds for some students who were going to university. So I and some of my colleagues volunteered, and we gave a performance. And the next thing, we were called by all high schools around, you know, Johannesburg, and we were called by high schools all over the country and universities. And we didn't even realize that we had left school by then. And come time for us to write exams, we are not around. We're somewhere in Zimbabwe or we're somewhere in Mozambique. And that's how it happened. And one thing led to the other with all the successes and the demands. And of course, we started making lots of money. And, you know, in our music business, there are always beautiful girls surrounding you. And then you
oh, the beautiful girls.
But all, you know, the beautiful girls who people call groupies are always there. So you forget exactly why we were at school then.
In 1953, Sipho, South Africa began segregating educational facilities for blacks during apartheid. Can you reveal how your generation was affected by that?
Yeah, that was one of the most difficult periods for us because you can imagine when one begins school, you're taught in your own mother language, you know, in vernacular, everything. You go up and then you go to primary school. You get to primary school, then English gets introduced as a subject. And you get to high school, then Afrikaans becomes another subject. You do three subjects in Afrikaans, you do three subjects in English, and of course there's vernacular in the middle. So the whole education system was rather challenging and confusing for many of us. But because we were driven by one purpose of getting education, we took it as a normal challenge. Little did we realize that it had its own objectives, it had its own agenda, which was obviously to ascribe black people to an inferior education. And of course, the Minister of Education at that time was the late Dr. Verwoerd, who dictated that black people do not belong to the European standards of education, so we shall remain forever hewers of wood and drawers of water. Little did he know that there was Nelson Mandela out there. There was Steve Biko out there who were going to prove him wrong.
Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse, thank you for joining us from BBC Studios in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me.
And that's our program for today. I'm Viviana Hurtado, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.